Chapter 9. The Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come. Now Scrooge sees a strange thing happen in front of his eyes. Where the Ghost of Christmas Present was a few minutes before, a dark shadow now appears, and a figure slowly appears. The figure moves slowly and silently towards Scrooge. Scrooge gets down on his knees and hides his face. He knows it is the third ghost Marley told him about, but this ghost is not like the other two. Scrooge is afraid of the third ghost. He lifts his head to look at the ghostly figure. It is wearing a black cloak with a deep, heavy hood. Its face and head are hidden in shadow inside the hood. Scrooge can only see its clothes. It is tall and thin. Scrooge is frightened. He doesn't understand this spirit's message. It says nothing, and it doesn't move.
Are you the ghost of Christmas yet to come?
Stammers Scrooge. The ghost says nothing, but points straight ahead.
Ghost of the future,
continues Scrooge.
I thank you for your advice. Please speak to me. Are you going to show me my future?
The ghost does not speak. It only nods its head slowly and points straight ahead.
Let us go then,
says Scrooge, finding his courage.
The night is almost finished. Time is important to me now. I must learn all I can. Lead on, spirit.
The Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come takes Scrooge out of Fred's house and into the city, to the street where Scrooge lives. They stop near some businessmen on the street. They are talking. The ghost indicates to Scrooge to listen to what they are saying.
So he's dead at last,
a fat man is saying.
If you ask me, it's a good thing,
another man says.
It's better for the town.
When did he die?
Asks another man.
Last night,
replies the fat man.
It's going to be a very cheap funeral,
says the first man with sarcasm.
I'm not surprised about that, are you?
Laughs another.
But what about all his money? Where is he?
I don't know,
replies his friend.
I don't have it. I think the old man probably has it with him in his coffin.
Everyone laughs. Scrooge doesn't understand what is happening. Who is this person they are talking about? Why is the ghost making him listen to this conversation? They move on into another street. Two men are standing on the pavement talking. They are important businessmen in the town, and Scrooge knows them well.
Hello there. How are you?
Asks one man.
Very well, thanks,
replies the other man.
I say, you know, old Scratch died last night.
Yes, I heard that,
says the first man.
Cold this morning, isn't it?
Always cold at Christmas time, my dear chap.
It is. Well, I must go home. The family's waiting for me. Good morning.
The two men leave. Scrooge is puzzled. Who is this dead man? Are they talking about Jacob Marley, his old partner? No, it can't be Marley. His death was in the past, and this ghost is showing him the future. Scrooge looks around the street. Over there is his office at the counting house and the corner where he sits every day. He looks in the window. It is empty.
Where am I in this future?
Asks Scrooge timidly. The ghost is dark and silent. It stands beside Scrooge, its arms stretched out in front of it. It turns to Scrooge and comes nearer. It lifts its hooded head and stares into his terrified face. Suddenly, Scrooge feels icy cold and very afraid. The ghost doesn't have a face.